For the fourth year in a row, Ukrainian children cannot receive a full and safe education, so schoolchildren demonstrate a loss of knowledge due to the disruption of the educational process. This was first affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and then by the full-scale war unleashed by Russia. As a result of Russian aggression, more than 1,300 schools in Ukraine have been completely destroyed. In Ukraine, attacks on schools do not stop, leaving children in deep stress and without a safe place to study. This has led to the fact that Ukrainian children are not only unable to achieve academic success but also unable to consolidate what they learned when their schools were fully functioning, said Regina De Dominicis, UNICEF's new regional director for Europe and Central Asia, DW reports. The United Nations Children's Fund notes that 57% of teachers reported a decline in students' Ukrainian language skills, up to 45% reported a decline in math skills, and up to 52% reported a decline in foreign language skills. According to UNICEF's data, only a third of young and middle-aged children learn completely offline. Another third study in a mixed format, both online and offline, and a third, only online. Also, Regina De Dominicis said that more than 1,300 schools in Ukraine had been completely destroyed, and others had been badly damaged and could not be used. The data mentioned concern only the educational institutions in the territory controlled by Ukraine. It is not known for sure how many schools have been destroyed in the occupied territories. Attacks on schools do not stop during the war in Ukraine. Just last week, teachers became the victims of an attack on the town of Romny. A school, where teachers were preparing for a new school year, was struck. On the same day, a kindergarten in Kherson was hit. Because of these senseless and reckless attacks, many Ukrainian children were deeply saddened and deprived of a safe place to study, said Regina De Dominicis. She also reported that, according to the fund's data, more than half of refugee children from Ukraine were not enrolled in national education systems in 7 countries. UNICEF did not specify those countries. Bohdan Marushak,